Shatavari, Asparagus racemosus. This wild form of asparagus is considered to be the feminine equivalent of ashwagandha in that it supports the nurturing, receptive, creative feminine energy that both men and women possess. Not known for understatement, Ayurveda gives this nourishing plant the Sanskrit name Shatavari, which can be translated as capable of supporting 100 husbands. It is a classic tonic with several indications, including relief of premenstrual symptoms, enhancement of milk flow in breastfeeding mothers, and the smoothing of the transition through menopause. Scientific studies on Shatavari have been limited to date, primarily looking into its traditional role in relieving stomach upset and improving lactation. Considering its long-standing history of value in strengthening a woman's physiology, Shatavari is worthy of further scientific exploration. Although most commonly recommended for women, Shatavari is also considered a valuable tonic for men. Like ashwagandha, it is usually taken in hot milk, sweetened with honey or raw sugar. The combination of Shatavari and ashwagandha, 1 teaspoon of each, in a cup of hot milk with a pinch of saffron and a little honey or brown sugar, makes an excellent tonic for both men and women and is a traditional ojas restorer. Amalaki, Amblica officinalis. This powerful little fruit is one of nature's most abundant sources of antioxidants. Ounce per ounce, amalaki juice carries 20 times the vitamin C content of orange juice. Amalaki is considered the most powerful general Ayurvedic tonic, beneficial for both men and women. Scientific research on amalaki has shown it to have measurable health-enhancing properties, including the detoxification of carcinogens, protection of DNA, lowering of cholesterol levels, and relief of heartburn. Amalaki-based herbal jams are becoming increasingly available in the West. We recommend a teaspoon or two each day as a natural, general, ojas-enhancing tonic. Love serves the soul. We learn our life lessons and awaken our memory of wholeness through love. Our lives are a river of relationships and meaning. Each of us is continuously reenacting one of the perennial themes of love, trust and betrayal, unrequited love and forbidden lust, unconditional love and calculating neediness. From Adam and Eve to Judas and Jesus, the most powerful stories we tell each other across time and culture are love stories. Love is the primal force on earth, and behind every action is love. Striving for good grades in school, doing well in a job, creating a great work of art, winning the Nobel Prize. If you dig deeply enough, you will see that all these stories are love stories in disguise. The only reason we do anything is for more love, although we may go to considerable lengths to conceal our true motivations. Our discussion of love leads to a simple conclusion. For the benefit of your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, generate more love in your life. In every interaction, ensure that some exchange of love takes place, whether it is chatting with your landscaper, paying for your groceries, talking with your children, or being intimate with your beloved, come from an inner dialogue of love. When you make love the most important thing in your life, your mind and body resonate with the timeless. Every day, in every way, I am increasing my mental and physical capacity. My biostat is set at a healthy 49 years of age. I look and feel a healthy 49 years old. I am reversing my biological age by changing my perception of my body, its aging and time. Through two kinds of deep rest, restful awareness and restful sleep, by nurturing my body through healthy foods, by using nutritional complements wisely, by enhancing mind-body integration, through exercise, by eliminating toxins from my life, by cultivating flexibility and creativity in consciousness, and through love.